Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, yes. It feels a whole lot better now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wish that you wouldn't be afraid that we're not going to get to preach. Just go ahead and worship God anywhere you want to and everywhere you want to. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis, please. It's good to be in the California district. Appreciate your great hospitality. Brother Price was chasing me down today, worried about me not having maybe eaten. I don't know to worry about me. I'll take care of my food program. Amen. Even if I have to charge it to the district. Praise God. Amen. Appreciate all the fine ministers of this district, all the wonderful people of God. We have the best of both worlds. It's our privilege to know Him whom we serve. Praise God. The 13th verse, if you will, please. Genesis 6 and 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms that thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. 22nd verse. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Hebrews 11, the 7th verse. 11:7 of Hebrews. By faith, Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. And everybody said amen. You may be seated. The Lord bless you. I never seem to get accustomed to the way that God speaks to our hearts sometimes. And I never cease to be amazed at how scriptures can become open to us that we have known for so many years and we've read and studied and preached from, oftentimes, how they take a new meaning to us. And I would like to call your attention to the 14th verse of Genesis 6. It says in the 14th verse, make thee an ark. And then in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it says, and he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. I was reading the 6th chapter of the book of Genesis. And I don't know why, but I've always had the preconceived idea that God needed an ark. And He found a righteous man, and therefore he placed the responsibility of building himself an ark on the shoulders of Noah, a preacher of righteousness. That has always been my idea of the ark. And then, as I read it again, I noticed that that was not at all what the Bible teaches. And I want you to look at the scripture with me again, or listen to it very closely. It says, make thee an ark. What the Lord was telling Noah, he was not telling Noah, build me an ark. But he was telling Noah, build yourself an ark. And it dawned on me that God did not have to fear the flood, because God cannot drown. Therefore, it was not necessary for him to have an ark for himself. The ark was not for God, but the ark was built for Noah himself. And tonight, by the help of God and your prayerful attention, and your sitting down and not walking in and out, and keeping all the babies from crying and children from running the aisles, I'm going to preach to you on build yourself an ark. Praise God. It's been exciting to hear all these prophetic messages. Tomorrow morning, I'm sure the lesson will be very exciting, because we are living in one of the most exciting times that has ever existed since the dawn of man. Now, we are living in the very same identical situation that Noah lived in. The Bible says so. And now the Lord spoke to Noah, and he revealed to him that he was planning on bringing the then known world to a sudden end. And he told Noah that I want you to make certain preparations. Build yourself an ark. Because if you build that ark, then you will escape the wrath that I shall pour on the world. I want to tell you this thing tonight. Don't allow prophetic messages to only entertain you or excite your intellect. You better ask God that the prophetic messages that you hear will go past your mind and sink deep into your heart and becomes a strong conviction in your life, whereby you will become to prepare yourself that you may become worthy to escape. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is no need for me to try to emphasize to you the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. It's not just the news. It's not just the fulfillment of prophecy. It's not what we hear preachers say altogether. But if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is an inner witness in the hearts of every child of God. There is that feeling We do not need to be told that Jesus Christ is coming soon. We have that feeling in our hearts that lets us to know that Jesus Christ is even at the door. Praise God. And because of that knowledge, if we refuse to build ourselves an ark, then we are going to neglect our salvation and there will be no escape for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray to God that I can say something tonight that will change your entire outlook. I pray to God that I can say something tonight that you will refuse to remain the same person from this night forward. I don't want to just excite your intellect, but I pray that I can challenge you in such a way that your entire outlook of living for God will be changed. Praise God. Now there are four consecrations that Noah had to make to build an ark. And it's an amazing thing, you know, how you get preconceived ideas about Bible characters. Now the first consecration that Noah had to make to build his own ark was the consecration of his time. For some reason, in the back of my mind, ever since I've read the story of Noah, I thought that when he received his orders from God to build himself an ark, that was the only thing that he did from that day forward. 24 hours a day or 12 hours a day. But in my mind, I thought that the ark building occupied every moment of his waking life. But that is a misconception. It cannot be so. Because he was a man that had a family. And he had to provide for his family. Now, the first thing that he did when he left the ark was to build an altar and to offer a sacrifice. But after that, he planted a vineyard. And after that, he made wine. So I believe that I could be right when I come to the conclusion of saying that while he was building the ark, he was a vine dresser. He had vineyards. And he supported his family through the vineyards and the making of the wine. What I'm trying to tell you is this, that Noah was a very busy man when God knocked at his heart's door and spoke to him and said, "The world is coming to an end. I want you to build yourself an ark." And Noah said, "I will." But what I want you to see is the consecration of time. What he did, he gave God the proper priority in his life. What Noah actually did, he placed God first in his everyday living. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't want to be negative. I don't know why in God's world I'm preaching to you like I'm preaching tonight. But I travel around the world. In 2 weeks, I will be preaching in many foreign cities. And I see the same telltale signs around the world. But there is a fearful trend in America. And that is, we have convinced ourselves that it is not necessary to give God
much of our time. It is a shame and it is a disgrace when you go to certain churches on midweek services. You will never see the true story of a church on a midweek service, because many saints have convinced themselves that it is not entirely necessary to go to the house of God on a midweek service. They are too busy to give God the 2 hours on Wednesday night to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And their excuse is, I do not have the time. But it is a shame that we have time for everything that we want to do, but we have come to the conclusion that we don't have time for God. You know why? Because we have misplaced our priorities. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, you know, it's a strange thing how people can make excuses. I've heard people say nothing happens on Bible study night. It's not exciting. We don't have the choir singing on Wednesday night. The pastor may take just a little Bible study and teach us a few things that we have heard often. Wednesday night is rather dull. And I know an apostle that felt that way one time. The rest of the apostles were meeting together. They were fellowshipping. Oh yes, I grant you, they were fearful. They were behind locked doors. They were afraid to make too much noise. They saw their Savior crucified, their champion, the one that they threw and they cast their lot with, and they followed Him, leaving all. And while they were in that dull, fearful, non-exciting midweek service, they had a mighty visitation of the presence and the glory of God. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself appeared on the scene. Hallelujah. And they left that place excited. Oh, just like you leave the house of God when you've had a mighty visitation of His presence. Hallelujah. They left that place on fire for God. And they met Thomas on the way. And they said, Thomas, where have you been? Man, we missed you tonight. But let me tell you something. We had ourselves a time. Oh, on Wednesday night? I don't believe that. Usually it's dry. My God, if I knew what you were doing, you're sitting down scared half to death that somebody may hear you sing a hymn. Don't tell me you had yourself a time. Oh yes, while we were sitting there, we will agree with you that we were fearful. But we felt a strange feeling. And we looked around without the door opening. There stood Jesus Christ Himself. Hallelujah! And He spoke to us. And we heard Him bless us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reason your Wednesday night is dull, because you're dull. Praise God. Hallelujah. You go to church not expecting, and you will leave not expecting the blessings of God upon your life. Hallelujah. And doubting Thomas. The reason he became a doubter is because he missed midweek service. Hallelujah. The reason you can't get the victory, because you're missing too much church. Praise God. I don't care where you're living, whether it be California or Texas. I don't care how many things God has blessed you with. Don't take the things that God has blessed you with and make them a curse in your spiritual life. Hallelujah. My God, I'm feeling wild again. Hallelujah. I want you to notice this one thing. When you get to feeling like the task is demanding too much. Here we go again. Another special service. He's taken away another night out of my life. Oh yes. Here comes another missionary. Oh my God. And I have to give my Thursday night now. If only, you see, I want to change your thinking if I can. What I want you to know is this. You're not doing that missionary a favor. You're not doing the pastor a favor. You're not doing God a favor. Remember, you are building yourself an ark. Hallelujah. 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 You've got to get the right perspective in your heart and life. Oh my God. I tell you what. Sometimes I think God should give me license to kill. They've been in Pentecost 30 years, 15 years. They walk in church the last minute, chewing their gum, wild and woolly. And they walk in the church. Oh my God. Thank God I made it. Hallelujah. Sing, church. What's wrong with the song service? I have never seen a drier song leader in all of my life. What's wrong with Brother Smith tonight? Oh, I worked hard today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy. Oh, my Lord. He walks the Pentecostal in church, and he barely makes it. And he's still got his mind full of the world. Everything that is unlike God is still on his mind. You can even smell cigarette smoke still on them. Oh, the filth of the world is all around them. You know why the pastor insists that you come by the prayer room before you walk into the service? Because you need to be baptized in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to be purified by the Spirit of God. Praise God. My Lord. I walked into my church the other day and hardly anybody was praying. I couldn't stand it. I would to God I don't get mad so easy, but sometimes I get mad easy. You mean with a curse? You don't get mad. I get mad. Hallelujah. You actually get mad? I get mad. My Lord. I screamed in the microphone. I said, who in God's world do you think you are? You're sitting down there jabbering instead of praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, friend. We better get our mind on the right thing. We need to make a consecration of our time to God. Hallelujah. You walk in the house of God, you go to that prayer room, and you get your mind on God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Noah had a great revelation. Noah caught on real quick, much quicker than many Pentecostals have. Noah caught on. Wait a minute. I'm not building an ark for God. I'm building an ark for myself. And you notice there was no arguments. And there were no excuses. And he didn't say, God, I'm too busy. And he didn't say, God, I've got a big family. And he didn't say, God, my vineyards, they're overripe. Oh, no, I'm behind on my pruning. My wine is not working just right. Oh, no, I find no place where he is an excuse to God. Let me tell you something. Your excuses are not going to work when you stand before God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I appreciate this crowd here tonight. But this is a small percentage of the District of California. Praise God. And I don't care who the speaker is. I don't care who the speaker is. There has to be a consecration of our time. It demands it to build our own ark for the salvation of your own soul. Come on, say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, have mercy. You see, I'm not interested in shouting you tonight. I want to dig you. I want to cause you to think. I want you to go home and be a different child of God. I want you to go back to your church and be a blessing and not a hindrance. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Next time the preacher says, be on time, don't get mad. He's helping you build your ark. Hallelujah. Next time he says, worship God, he's helping you build your ark. Ha. My Lord, have mercy on us. Don't look at me like that. Glory. How many of you want to be saved? How many of you want to be saved? Hallelujah. Let's stand up and raise our hands and worship the Lord right now. Everybody. Everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated. This is driving me nuts. Praise God. All right. I can preach 2 hours on what I'm preaching on right now, but I'm going to move on to the second consecration. He says, I want you to build yourself an ark, but I want the ark out of gopher wood. He's very particular. I want a consecration of all of your material goods. Whew. You know what I believe? Brother Price, I believe that Noah had a pile of gopher wood ready to either build himself a house or build one of his boys a house for a wedding gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord saw the gopher wood and he says, I want you to build yourself an ark, but I want that ark made out of that gopher wood that you have stored away for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that a strange God? He wants you to give, but he wants you to give cheerfully. Praise God. He wants you to give, but he wants you to give liberally. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. We have more now than we have ever had. But there is less giving than there has ever been. You know why? Because we've got the wrong conception. We have forgotten what we are doing. When we give off our material things to God, we are building ourselves an ark. How Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God. Let me tell you something. I have never seen so many missionaries in one camp meeting in all of my life. That must mean something, that this is a missionary-minded district. You listen to me. Every church must give to missions. Every church. As far as I'm concerned, you are out of the will of God if every church does not give both to home and foreign mission. Praise God. And every United Pentecostal church member, if he does not give above their tithes and offerings, they are not doing what God requires of them to do. Hallelujah. The reason so many of you are dried up in your soul, you have never learned the secret of giving, hallelujah, cheerfully to the work of God. Because you've had the wrong revelation. Hallelujah. You're not sending money to missionaries, you're building yourself an ark. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a sin. I know churches, big churches in Texas, that don't give a dime to missions. They're headed for a great fall. You mark my words. Hallelujah. You know what's wrong with us? We're like the rich farmer. There was nothing wrong with what he was doing. Anybody ought to have a vision. The Bible says without a vision the people perish. He had a vision of bigger barns, bigger tractors, leasing more fields, producing bigger crops. Anybody with any initiative should have that kind of vision. But he made one big mistake. He excluded God. Hallelujah. And I see a fearful trend. I see a fearful trend. Our people have more than they've ever had. They live in better homes. They drive better cars. They eat better food. They dress in better clothes than they've ever dressed. But they have not learned the secret to build an ark unto the Lord. Oh no, unto themselves with their materials. Oh God, I've got to move on. Because I see that I'm not going to touch you on this subject. And there's no use me wasting my time. Glory to God. You know why Americans don't believe in the coming of the Lord? You don't believe in it. Don't you ever kid yourself. You do hear, but you don't hear. Why do you want to go to heaven for when you've got wall-to-wall carpet, central heating, Cadillacs, air-conditioned, steaks in your deep freeze? You got so many steaks that once in a while it feels good to go to Burger Chef. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got money in the bank. You've got CDs. You've got savings accounts. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have lost your spiritual direction. Hallelujah. You must remember that God wants your gopher wood. And he wants it to build yourself an ark with it. Hallelujah. It's not wrong to have money. But it is wrong to put your money before God. Oh, come on now. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to be lost if we don't make these four consecrations. Because our ark is not going to be ready. Hallelujah. Well, it's getting late. But I tell you what, I feel a burden on my heart. I don't want to just have church. Last Sunday night, our church is not very big. I don't know how many it seats, 350, 400. The auditorium was filled. The platform was filled. The choir was on the platform. The church was packed full. I thank God for that. But as I looked at the congregation, I wondered how many were building themselves an ark. My God, anybody can't go to church on Sunday night. You've taken your nap Sunday afternoon. You've read the funnies. Hallelujah. Amen. You're bored. You have nothing else to do. So you go to church. And it's been so long since you got a blessing. You feel a little something. You go, woo. Then you go to McDonald's and say, man, wasn't that a great service? I felt something tonight. Hallelujah. You know what I'm hungry for? I'm hungry for old-time religion. Let me tell you something. I believe in all of our methods. If you want to use methods, I believe them. But by using methods, we neglected the most important thing. And that is the power packed presence of God in our services. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I like to see? I like to see a saint of God walk into the church on fire for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when the song service begins, there is no begging, there is no pleading, there is no coaxing. There is a fire already built in the hearts of the saints of God. Hallelujah. But do you know how that comes? By taking time to get in a closet of prayer and giving of yourself to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Oh, dear God. Our church was so hot the other time. Excuse me for using our church, but I tell you what, we're a million miles from perfect. Don't let me make you believe that I've got a perfect church. My God, sometimes I could kill every last one of them. And I know sometimes they'd like to string me up. Oh, yes, I know that. My Lord. But I like the church to be so hot that one woman walked into the vestibule, dear God, and she began to weep. Just walked into the vestibule. A backslidden Assemblies of God woman just walked into the vestibule and the presence of God hit her. Praise God. Praise God. Let's get away from these material things that are destroying our spiritual life. And let's give God our very best. Hallelujah. Woo. I tell you something. I got to watch myself. Give me juice. Give me juice. Give me juice. Hallelujah. What happened? What happened? What happened? Give me something. You see, I got to have... Oops. All right. What's wrong here? Woo!
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody said, praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's stand up and worship the Lord. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God! My God, I feel like God is trying to penetrate into our hearts and help us do something tonight. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. My Lord of mercy. It's not my fault. It's yours. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like to walk in church and hear weird noises, weird sounds. I like to walk in church and hear somebody say, "Oh God!" Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! You know who those people are? Those are the people that had made a consecration of their time. They hurried home. They ate quickly. They took a quick bath. And they drove fast to church so they'll take time to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then somebody else goes, "Ooh." And friend, the sinner walks in and their hair stands straight up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And somebody else goes, "Oh, Jesus." And oh, what a weird sound. Have you ever gone to a symphony? I have. And have you been there a little early when they were tuning their shikamashais, whatever they are? Can't think about the word. Hallelujah. It doesn't make any sense at all, does it? It's a horrible sound. Of course, I'm tone deaf. It don't make me any difference. But somebody has a musical ear. It drives them up the wall. Whee! Wang! Bang! Booey! Lord! Oh, my Lord. But what are they doing? They're getting ready. Whee! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Then here comes the director. And he stands there. Whew. And they're watching that baton. Is that what they call that? My God, that's good enough for an Arab. Hallelujah. And here they go. And it's in a perfect harmony. And it's beautiful. Hallelujah. And when you take time in the prayer room to agonize in the spirit, to call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the service begins and the Holy Ghost comes and takes over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it makes beautiful music. Hallelujah. Beautiful music. It's the visitation of the presence of the Almighty God. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know why I'm stuck on this, but I get so sick of, you say, dead Pentecostal service. There are no such things. But there are a lot of dead Pentecostal people. Don't blame the service. Said, "My God, haven't we had a dead service tonight?" No, son. You were dead yourself. Hallelujah. 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 We come to church. It takes 30 minutes to get some of you in tune. And the pastor's talking in tongues and pulling his hair if he has any left. Hallelujah. 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 You know why? Because you have not made the consecration of time. And you have forgotten. You have forgotten to disengage yourself from material things, so that you can build thee, yourself, an ark. I'm going to run real fast now. Don't worry about it. The fourth consecration was the consecration of his plans. Some people have the foolish idea that Noah's ark was the only ship. I've got news for you. They recognize that it was an ark, and it was going to float. There were other ships. And knowing Noah, being a man, I walked to church tonight because I wanted the exercise. I felt sluggish and almost froze to death. And I saw several of these men pulling boats. Nothing wrong with that if you can afford one. And if Noah was a man, he had an idea of how the ark should have been built. And when God said, build yourself an ark, he says, oh boy, God, I've got the plans. Oh yes. And the Lord heard him talking to himself. Doesn't God meddle sometimes too much in our business? Come on, fess up. He's messed up your plans many a time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says in the 22nd verse, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. Praise God. Oh, Lord. Have you ever testified to somebody about this one God, Jesus' name, revelation, and they looked at you in so many words, they said, let me tell you something, you whippersnapper. I have been building arcs for 30 years. And you're telling me that my design is wrong? Uh-huh. Hallelujah. My father before me was an ark builder. His father before him was an ark builder. We are known in the city for the best ark builders. They come from all over the world for us to design the arks. But sir, will your ark survive the flood when it comes? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Let me tell you what I believe. You can take it or leave it. But I believe there were many other boats. And I believe that the boats floated with the ark. But then when the wind blew, and there came the waves, because the ark was not designed according to God's plan, they broke and they sunk. And only one ark remained, and that was the ark that was built according to the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what your plans are. You better change your plans if they don't coincide with the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They that believe on me, as the scripture has said, from their belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. There was only one ark, friend. You say, why you narrow-minded Arab? Don't you call me an Arab. I'm an Arab. I can call myself anything I want to. Hallelujah. One ark. Well, find me another one. There was only one Joseph that the world could go buy corn and wheat from. Just one Joseph. And if you didn't go to that one Joseph, you died. My. Isn't God narrow-minded? Don't look at me like that. I wish there were three Josephs. But there was only one. He was the one with the correct interpretation of the word of God. Hallelujah. He was the one with the right revelation. Oh, he was the one that could hear from God. He was the one that understood what God said when God spoke. Hallelujah. And I believe with all of my heart, we still have people that hear the voice of God, that have that revelation of God. Hallelujah. That interprets the word of God correctly. Amen. Whew. My God, I'm too old to jump around like a grasshopper, but I'm excited. Whew. One way to God. Whew. One door. And if you're coming in through the window, you're a thief and a liar, and the truth ain't in you. That's Kershaw's interpretation. That's one of the few scriptures I know how to quote. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo-wee. One Lord. How many faith? How many baptisms? Woo! Hallelujah. One God in you all, above you all, and through you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you, you're dying to act up, but you ain't got the nerve. Hallelujah. You know why? Because you forgot that you're building yourself an ark. I don't care what you do tonight. I'm going to preach number four. You can shout. You can run. When you get through, I'll be preaching. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Glory to God. My. But somebody says, I don't see it that way. Why, you poor darling, you. You think more of yourself and your ideas than you do the Word of God. Why, you poor little thing, you. I'll build my ark the way I want to. Well, go ahead, honey. Adios. Hallelujah. The first wave and the first rock's going to get you because your ark is going to spring a leak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. What's Acts 4 and 12? There are three names in heaven. What's Acts 4 and 12? Neither is there any salvation in what? In any other name. Why? There is none other name. Hallelujah. Now we go back to one again. One. One ark. One tabernacle. One altar. One laver of water. One holy place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. You better make a consecration of your plans. But Grandpa built his ark. Well, God bless Grandpa. If God wants him to float in that ark, maybe he'll make it. I don't know. But you better build yours according to God's plans. All right, number four. What time is it? I don't really care. I'm just trying to be nice. Praise God. It's a consecration of pride. That's the hardest consecration for Pentecostals to make. Listen, we've got some of the most beautiful girls in the world in Pentecost. And don't tell me it doesn't take a consecration for them. It does, friend. I know my wife, she was a model in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And when she got under conviction, she told me she used to walk the streets of Albuquerque and say, God, why isn't my mother a Baptist? Because she didn't want to make the consecration. Why isn't Mama a Baptist? I'd make a good Baptist. Praise God. Nothing wrong with a Baptist. If you're here, God bless you. I love you. You just need to build your ark right. Hey, you talk about ridicule. Here goes Noah's children to high school. Hey, come here. You know who this girl is? No, I don't remember. She's Noah's daughter. Oh, what's so strange about that? He is building an ark in the middle of the desert. is crazy. Hey, don't invite her to any socials. She won't come. Forget it. Look how beautiful she is. We have voted her to be the cheerleader. She said, I'm sorry, I can't do it. My God, man. Hey, you see that boy? Look at that 6'2" boy. Look at that chest like a barrel. Look at that V-shaped physique on him. That nut won't even be the captain of the ball team. And his daddy, no wonder he refuses. His daddy is building an ark in the desert. They're nuts. And don't tell me they didn't feel the pressure. And don't tell me our young people don't have pride. They have pride. Because they look at us and they think we're cuckoo. But we've got just as much sense and more than they have. Any of these kids can light up a cigarette. No problem to walk into a movie house. Any nut can do that. Walk into a bar and straddle a stool and say, give me a beer. Then leave there. Sin makes a fool of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, sometimes our children snuck home because they're afraid they'll be invited to something they can't go, and their pride tell them, run home real quick before you're invited. The consecration of pride. I've walked into meetings. I was foolish enough to go to some meetings where I was invited from outside fellowships. And there is nothing wrong. Some folks have success with them. If you can keep your integrity and not compromise the message and have success with them, God bless you. But I've gone to some breakfasts, and once in a while I can put on a pretty good suit, and once in a while I feel like combing my hair, and once in a while I feel like putting on the dog, especially when I'm going to a breakfast where there's a bunch of preachers. And when I walk in, they look at me and say, well, wonder who that outfit is. They come and they say, I'm Jerry Smith. Very nice to meet you, Jerry. I'm John Kershaw. Wonderful, John. Are you a minister? Yes, sir. Wonderful. They come back after a while. John, what church do you pastor? Well, the United Pentecostal Church. Is that so? Nice knowing you, John. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And my pride wants to stand up there and say, why, you sissy thing, you. I'd like to hit you by the side of the head. And if you don't consecrate your pride, it will destroy you. You think that was bad? That wasn't nothing. I'm not even talking proper English right now. But that's right. He said, Noah, get in the ark, baby. So he gets in the ark. And Noah, you know, only God knows how long it took Noah to even build the door and design the door. And he reaches out to shut the door. And God slaps his hand. Says, you keep that door open. I'll shut the door when I get ready. Now, I'm ad-libbing. But Noah was not allowed to shut the door. Because if Noah would have shut the door, he could have opened it when they came screaming to the ark. But when God shuts the door, in Revelation it says, no man can open it. Hallelujah. But 7 days a night they were in the ark and the door was open. And here comes the people. Where is the water, Noah? Where is the flood? Noah, did you say rain? Where is the rain, baby? Oh, you holy rollers. Where is your Jesus? You've been preaching for 2,000 years. It's coming soon. Where is he? Pressure. I had a relation the other day on that scripture. You know, we're being pressured. But Paul says, I press towards the mark. The world is pressuring us, but we pressure back. Hallelujah. I press. Let the world press me. The world can't overcome me. As they press me, I press back. Hallelujah. I press back. I pressure the world. I consecrate my pride and I pressure the world. Woo! Hallelujah. And now my imagination is taking over. Simultaneously, a clap of thunder and God's invisible hand slams the door shut. And one drop of rain and they go insane. It didn't start raining yet. You know how it does sometimes? Just a few big drops before the gully washer comes. Help me, son. Thank you. And they run towards the ark. And they're screaming. And they're begging. And they're scratching. And they're pleading. I've never seen anything but that before. But about 3 months ago, I decided to look inside the ark. I've always looked outside the ark. Always the bunch that's screaming and a begging and a tearing their flesh. But let's look at the church. When the ark began to raise, and little Noah went to Big Daddy Noah and said, Daddy, I'm so glad I listened to you. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I said no. Daddy, if only you knew how I felt at some instances in school, I was crushed. But Daddy, it's worth it now. Hallelujah. 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 And little Susie went to her mother and said, Mama, I want you to know there were some times when I don't think I could have made it. But oh, I'm so glad now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Brother, they were having camp meeting in the ark. Hallelujah! They were having camp meeting in the ark. Let's stand up and worship the Lord right now. Let's worship the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 You better make a consecration of your pride. I don't care. They can ridicule us. Someone asked me the other day what denomination I was. I said, Holy Roller. I'm a Holy Roller. Hallelujah. I'm an old-fashioned Pentecostal tongue talker. Hallelujah. I'm a one God, Jesus name preacher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I believe in the old-fashioned power of God. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart that some moment, in a twinkle of an eye, the trump of God shall sound. Woo! And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we that are alive and remain. Ah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God! Woo! Somebody needs to turn loose tonight. Come on. Somebody needs to turn loose. Somebody needs to worship God tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I appreciate you telling me how much you enjoyed the message. But I'm not here to excite your intellect. I'm through with that. It used to be a challenge for me to come and preach a pretty sermon, but I'm sick and tired of that. I want the word of God that you heard tonight to do something to you. Hallelujah. I want to do something to you. Amen. Hallelujah. What do I want it to do? That's what I want it to do. For now I'm being warned of God. Do you believe you're being warned of God? Do you believe? I know we are. Moved with fear. Moved. He wasn't just excited. Said, my God, then I hear the voice of God. That was exciting. Oh no. He moved. He went back to that lumber pile. He got his hammer. He got the nails. He got the pitch. Hallelujah. He got his saw. Woo. And what did he do? He prepared an ark. To do what? To save God? Oh no. To the salvation of his own house. His house. His house. His house. Build yourself an ark to save your house. Hallelujah. Build yourself an ark to save your house. Build yourself an ark to save your house. Hallelujah. Build yourself an ark to save your house. Hallelujah. You better fast next time the church declares a fast day. I tell you what, without any declaration whatsoever, you better fast one day a week. At least one day a week. Next time a prayer meeting is declared, you better go to prayer meeting. Next time visitation is on, you better go to visitation. Why? Because the pastor says so? No. No. We've had the wrong impression. You're building yourself an ark. You're building yourself an ark. You're building yourself an ark. For the salvation of your own soul. The Bible says, work out your own salvation in fear and in trembling. Reach out and pray with somebody and ask God to help us all now. Reach out and pray with somebody. Reach out and pray with somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No, sir. God didn't need an ark, Brother Stevens. It wasn't for God. It was for Noah.
Amen. My Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 How many will make a commitment to God tonight? And I'm going to go home and look at this thing altogether different. Altogether different. I'm not living and serving God because of my pastor. I'm not serving God because the saints are watching me. I'm serving God because I have just received the rest of every revelation. I'm building myself an ark. Hallelujah. For the salvation of my own house. Praise God. Come on, ask God to help you. Raise your hands one more time. And ask God to help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to be saved. How about you? I want to be saved. Hallelujah. I want to be saved. Praise God. It's very tragic to be a member of the United Pentecostal Church and be lost. Because this is the closest you'll ever get to heaven without getting to heaven. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Well, I'll pay the price no matter what others do. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord despised view. I've started with Jesus and I'm going. Yes, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Well, I'll pay the price whatever others do. Oh, I'll take the way with the Lord despised view. Well, I've started with Jesus and I'm going. Everybody, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Well, I'll pay the price no matter what others do. Oh, I'll take the way with the Lord despised view. Well, I've started for heaven and I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. And I'll pay the price no matter what others do. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord despised view. For I've started for heaven and I'm going. Yes, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. And I'll pay the price no matter what others do. I'll take the way with the Lord despised you. For I've started with Jesus and I'm going through. Well, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. And I'll take the way no matter what others do. I'll take the way with the Lord despised you. I've started with Jesus and I'm, how many started? I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Well, I'll take no matter what others do. And I'll take the way with the Lord despised you. I've started with Jesus and I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Come on, let's go. Woo! Yes! Four consecrations! Come on, pay the price! You can do it! And I'm going through! Yes, I'm going through! Yes, I'm going through! Well, I'll pay the price no matter what others do. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord despised too. I've started with Jesus and I'm going through. Come on, you want to make the consecration? You want to go through? You need more power? You need a new touch of God? Come on, let's fill this place up tonight. Let's reach out, touch God.
You can have the very thing that you need from Him tonight if you'll make the consecration. Come on, pay the price tonight. Let's get with God. Let's go with Jesus. And I'm going through. Well, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Well, I'll pay the price no matter what others do. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord despised you. I've started with Jesus and I'm... Come on! Some more of you need a new touch of God. Some of you need to make consecrations tonight. Come on! Feel the altar here. You can touch God for your needs, for your consecration. The thing that's holding you back, you can get rid of it here at the altar. Well, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. Yes, I'll pay the price no matter what others do. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord despised too. I've started with Jesus and I'm going. Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, have you surrendered all to the Lord? Is the Lord in control of everything in your life? Have you surrendered to Him? Come on, He's here for you. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord despised you. I've started with Jesus. And I'm going through. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price no matter what others do. I'll take the way with the Lord despised you. Come on, save yourself. Build your ark here. Build it strong. Build it firm. Build it true. Oh. Well, I'll take the way with the Lord despised few. I've started with Jesus and I'm going through. Ooh. Oh, yes, God, yes, God. Yes, God, I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. Here it is, God, I surrender to you. Oh, I want to build an ark. I want to save my soul. That's right, that's right. Oh, build it strong, build it strong. Do a good job. Do it right. Surrender to God. Well, I'm going through. I'll pay the price no matter what others do. Yes, I'll take the way with the Lord despised you. I've started with Jesus and I'm going through. I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price